Falun Gong is freely practiced in more than 50 countries, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block information about the persecution, FGM TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else.
Hello, and welcome to the FGM TV Weekly News Review on November 26, 2002. I'm David Tompkins. In this week's update from China, the number of Falun Gong practitioners verified to have died while in detention is 518, with confirmation of 5 more deaths received in the past week. Reliable sources, however, inside China put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, reports of persecution have come in from 16 provinces and from the cities of Beijing and Chongqing. 290 people declared as void all statements they had made under torture and at times when their minds were not clear. They said they intend to continue practicing Falun Gong. Our top story this week, Agence France-Presse reported that the U.S. ambassador to China, Clark Rant, vowed on Monday, November 25th, to bring China to task over its abhorrent human rights record. And some of our other stories. A practitioner is murdered in Miaojiaxian labor camp. A hotline to report Falun Gong practitioners is in Sichuan province, where Chongqing is located. The first dust storm of the year hits Changchun City. A Falun Gong practitioner leaves a detention center by maintaining his firm belief in truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. Falun Gong is spreading in the Ukraine. An appeal at the NATO summit in Prague. The first English Eastern Canada experience sharing conference. Ancient human fossils found in Korea. And a 67-year-old woman who recovered from a skin disease she suffered with for 40 years. The U.S. ambassador to China, Clark Wren, vowed in a speech to American business people in Beijing on Monday, November 25th, to bring China to task over its poor human rights record. He referred to an upcoming U.S.-China dialogue on human rights on December 16th and demanded that China produce substantive results. When speaking to members of the American Chamber of Commerce, he said, "If China wants to be accepted as both a respected and responsible member of the international community, then China must abide by certain internationally accepted forms of behavior." He said no other single issue receives more of his personal attention. He urged companies doing business in China to use their influence to bring about change in the human rights standards in that country. He said American companies and their representatives in China can and should lead by example. One important way American companies can contribute in this regard is through good corporate social responsibility programs. On November 19th, the following details were received about the murder of Ms. Cheng Yu Chao, a Falun Gong practitioner who had been illegally sent to Miaojiaxian forced labor camp in the city of Chongqing. On the pretext of treating a few boils that had appeared on the soles of her feet, Yang Min, leader of the fourth team in the labor camp, ordered a month-long treatment of medical forced feeding and injections. The strong, unknown medication caused Ms. Chow's lower abdomen to swell up like a watermelon, and her whole body suffered from dropsy. She complained to her fellow inmates that the pressure on her heart was so uncomfortable that she couldn't eat or sleep. When her condition deteriorated to the point where she could hardly breathe, Yang Min ordered two criminals to carry Ms. Chow to the hospital. Doctors there continued to force feed and inject the unknown drugs into her until she died a short time later. The date of her death is unknown, but the report that was received, like others in the past, stated that any detainees who knew of the death were immediately segregated from everyone else for a few months. Then they were transferred to different labor camps so the news of Ms. Zhao would not spread. Ms. Zhao's fellow practitioners were moved to the Nanmusi labor camp, where they are still being persecuted. The report also advises that the team leader Yang Min has inflicted the same kind of medical torture on other Falun Gong practitioners detained at Miaojiaxian forced labor camp. Currently, another Falun Gong practitioner at Miaojiaxian, Zhang Hongquan, is on the verge of death. In the southern Sichuan province, where the city of Chongqing is located, and the Miaojiaxian labor camp, the Xishanping labor camp, and the Nanmusi labor camp are located, the police have created a hotline for people to report Falun Gong practitioners. The number on your screen was advertised in a local newspaper in late October. With the country code and area code, it's 8628 8613 1333. It is of great concern to all people when those who hold to the principle of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance are persecuted. We would ask that people around the world pick up the phone and call this number to speak to the police in China and tell them that Falun Gong is good and that they should stop persecuting good people. Again, the number is 8628-8613-1333. The first dust storm of the year in Changchun City. Changchun City in the northern Jilin province is the hometown of Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, and the city where he first began to teach the practice. Earlier this year, after videos clarifying the truth about Falun Gong were played on the local cable station, the city became the focus of a massive crackdown in which 5,000 practitioners disappeared within 1 month to labor camps. In the following months, there were reports of brutal torture and many deaths. Early on the morning of November 11th, Changchun City was held in the grip of the first sandstorm of the year, and local reports said it was very hard to see anything. An early winter dust storm like this has never occurred before. People jokingly said that the dust storm had come to welcome the 16th party session. A Falun Gong practitioner in China reported that he was arrested while clarifying the truth to people about the persecution, but he was able to leave the detention center by maintaining his belief in truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. He said on the national holiday in 2002, during a large-scale roundup of practitioners, that he was sent to a detention center where he was interrogated for several days. He began a hunger strike the same day he was detained because he knew that he should leave the jail and return to where he can continue to tell people about the facts of the persecution. He said at one time when the policemen surrounded him, wanting to force-feed him, he asked Teacher Li to eliminate the persecution imposed upon him. He then took the opportunity to clarify the truth of the great law to them and raised many examples of the good deeds he had done since learning it. He said that he would not yield to the pressure, and he warned them that they would be responsible for any consequences of force-feeding him. Then when he was talking with them, someone suddenly came in and asked to speak with their leader about an emergency situation, so they couldn't continue with the forced feeding. Another attempt to force-feed him was stopped in a similar way, he said. His remarkable experience shows the omnipresent power of the great law. He said that during the last few days of his hunger strike, he almost fainted several times, but when he tried to stand up, each time a powerful current would enter the top of his head and travel through his entire body. He said he knew that it was Teacher Li strengthening him. Finally, he reported that just before September 9, 2002, in the lunar calendar, he was unconditionally released. Ukrainian Falun Gong practitioners were invited to attend an international forum entitled Biological Energy and Human Health, to be held on November 1st to the 3rd in Yalta on the Crimean Peninsula on the north side of the Black Sea. The event was not a large one, and since the practitioners were the guests of honor, it would provide an excellent opportunity for more interaction with the audience. People showed great interest in the principles of Falun Gong and the gentle exercises. In their report, practitioners said, "The next morning, we did the exercises at the beach. The weather was fine, with a warm wind blowing in from the sea, and the waves gently splashing against the shore. People who were taking a walk along the beach saw us doing the graceful exercises, accompanied by the music, and they approached us to ask for more information. We introduced them to Falun Gong and gave them truth-clarifying materials. An older man who came from Kaliningrad said to us after observing us for 2 days that he had watched a program the year before in Kiev about an incident in China. It said that Falun Gong was not good and that he had believed that the practitioners were bad people. He said, "Now I know you are a group of people who are extremely good. Around the world, we are doing our best to bring the truth to those who have been poisoned by Jiang's slanderous propaganda." The Ukrainian practitioners said, "You never know who has been poisoned, but when they tell you that they now understand that Falun Gong is a very good thing, like the man on the beach in Yalta, you feel that the effort is definitely one that warms your heart." During the 2002 NATO summit in Prague, Falun Gong practitioners from Sweden, England, Germany, the Slovak Republic, and Switzerland joined with Czech practitioners to clarify the truth of the persecution of Falun Gong in China to the participants of the summit. The activities took place on November 22nd and 23rd. They gathered peacefully in front of the Chinese embassy. They held a parade that went to the center of Prague to the Palacecko Square, where they held a press conference. They also demonstrated the exercises in the Krzyżanowy Square next to the 700-year-old Charles Bridge. Tourists from many different countries were able to learn the truth of Falun Gong, including many Chinese people. Practitioners in Toronto held the first English Eastern Canada Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference on November 23rd. Falun Gong practitioners from as far away as New Brunswick, Boston, and Chicago came to participate. I was there, and I had this to report.
In recent years, many people outside of China have obtained the Fa, including quite a few of us within the last 3 years, the time when Ningbo persecution began. During this time, the teacher gave precious Fa lectures here in North America to guide us through the violent storm.
My name is Susan Mitchell. I live in Toronto and I've been studying the Fa for almost 4 years. As soon as I read Chuan Falun, I knew that Master Li had accepted me as his disciple. It took a little longer for me to accept him as my master.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hi. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you do?
My name is Adam Ainsworth, and I'm from New Brunswick. And I practice Falun Dafa, and I've traveled to Toronto today to attend the first Falun Dafa English Experience Sharing Conference.
So why did you feel it was so significant to come this far to Toronto to join such an event?
I felt it important to come to Toronto for this event because since it's the first English Experience Sharing Conference, I felt it would be a great opportunity for the Chinese people who practice the special practice of Falun Dafa and the Westerners who enjoy practicing this to join together and exchange their experiences.
So what have some of the activities consisted of today?
At the moment, we're at a group practice, practicing the five sets of exercises. And earlier today, we attended listening to speeches written by practitioners exchanging their experiences.
Their understandings about the practice, is that what it is?
Yes, their understanding and what they've benefited from through this very special practice from China.
Thank you, Adam.
Ancient human fossils were recently discovered in lava in Korea. In contrast with the theory of evolution, many recent archaeological discoveries have provided evidence that human beings lived hundreds of thousands of years ago. More and more of these archaeological discoveries have demonstrated that mankind has existed through different human civilizations and during different historical periods. In one example, according to the August issue of Today's Korea, archaeologists with the Korean Academy of Social Sciences discovered ancient human fossils in the lava at a Stone City site in Korea. The fossils include skulls, pelvis bones, thigh bones, and hip bones of a female, a youth, and a child. This is the first time that ancient human fossils were discovered in lava. After an investigation of five volcanic vents near the fossil site, researchers believe that these five vents erupted approximately between 700,000 and 100,000 years ago. After fluorescent and high magnetic analysis, the fossils were dated at 300,000 years ago. A 67-year-old practitioner reported that after beginning Falun Gong practice in 1998, a skin disease that troubled her for over 40 years disappeared along with her other illnesses. The skin disease was hereditary and extremely tough to cure. Even specialists weren't able to do anything. She had a rash all over her body with yellowish secretion that was painful if she scratched, but itchy if she didn't. The discomfort made her lose her appetite and to lose her sleep. She said that by the fourth day of practicing Falun Gong, she felt the Falun rotating in her lower abdomen. She said she has persistently studied the Great Law and practiced the exercises for the past 4 years. She also went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong and was jailed for clarifying the truth. With constant study of the teachings of Falun Gong and the elevation of her moral nature, all of her diseases disappeared. She said that the lies and slander have deceived too many innocent people. And she said, "I hope that after hearing my experiences, you can try to understand Falun Gong, to understand truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, and to establish a positive relationship with Dafa, or the Great Law."
Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.